do one thing. I lead. I host. I do not follow
anybody.
We don't hold each other back from chasing our dreams. Love if anything, that. We just try to enhance it.
And Dawn.
I can do fat jokes because I'm fat.
So can I, apparently.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. The fat club.
The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.
We'll start with this email that came in about an hour ago this morning, 5:04 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. It's from Damien.
Hey, Damien.
With the subject line, "Good morning from Oklahoma."
Yeah.
Oh. Morning.
He writes in, "I love the Rad Radio app. It's a simple and effective way to keep me entertained, except that I have to wait until 8 a.m. for the live show to start my time."
And it's a great way to stay in shape.
Oh, is it a cyclist joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
I like it. Oof. I'm still clearing out the cobwebs.
That was a yoga stretch. I was like, we're getting started here.
When were bikes involved? What happened?
Somebody chuckled about it. Don't worry about it, Kyle.
Yeah, it's a long family involved guy. Family Guy.
Yeah.
Cut reference.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have never got it then.
I'll play for
I thought
you
I was
later.
Still clearing out cobwebs, but all right.
Yeah, no, you never.
Yeah,
you,
I never would.
If you were at the top of your game, you would have been like, except having to wait till 8 a.m. for the live show to start my time. But on the plus side, the live show lasts until noon here. I will wait impatiently for another hour. Hope you all had a great weekend.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
To that point, though, Damien, about the weekend, Adam wrote in knowing I'm going to be dragging a little bit today. It was a big prep weekend because, you got to get ready. And Adam's obviously a longtime listener. He says, "Happy Earth Day, Rob. Today's the day." Says, "May your epic backyard tire fire create a wonderful haze. I hope you won't get too winded due to your new girth hustling through Williams Manor, turning on every light switch and appliance in the house, and hopefully you'll have enough gas left in the constantly running stable of automobiles." Yeah, this is the celebration at Williams Manor every day. Every year, rather, because I realize how silly it is. It's kind of like Valentine's Day. You don't take one day a year to appreciate one another. You do it either all year long or you're not in a very good, stable relationship, and you don't need a day to honor those things. And the Earth, with all the hypocrisy surrounding Earth Day and the idea of going to things like electric cars without talking about how electricity is made and how bad that would be for climate change if you're into the climate change thing, which I know that about 2/3 and 75% of Americans are concerned about. Great. That's not the issue. The issue is taking a day to say, we're going to celebrate the Earth. That's not the same as literally changing your lifestyle. We've talked about this before. The high profile people who walk the walk. They don't just talk the talk. They walk the walk. The I don't know if anybody knows it. Kyle, do you know the name Ed Begley Jr.?
No. What the hell is Brandon, Ed Begley Jr.?
Brandon, do you even know?
No.
God, he was an actor, a big actor in the late 80s-ish on some show.
Yeah, like I know the name, but I can't. Yeah. Obviously, I know the name, but now I'm having trouble seeing his face.
It wasn't.
Or what show?
It wasn't NYPD Blue, but it was like that era.
But he was a thing.
He was a thing.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's not. He's not a thing.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's one of the dads in, was it Step Brothers? No.
Oh.
He's a totally common that guy actor,
and
sure.
He did have a big series at some point. That's how he gained prominence. He's a really outspoken pro climate change, pro environment. Fine, by the way. Especially because he lives it. I mean, he composts everything his entire, as opposed to other celebrities who lecture you about driving your SUV while they get on their private jets.
Yeah.
And own 8 SUVs.
Seems to be most of them. So yeah, it's respectable for him.
And there are lots of thems, and that's great. My thing is this day where we all pretend. Too many of us pretend, oh yay, it's Earth Day. And so that's why I do the counterbalance. It's like, that's why when I see a Prius on the road, I pull up next to it and I rev my Corvette next to them. I do everything I can to waste all the gas I can to offset what they think they're doing.
I would piss them off so much.
So today's the big day where we do. So my wife and I had to build the giant mountain of tires, which I did light this morning before
that would
I left.
Be tiring though.
So that I get it. That I could light it this morning. He's right. I've got all the cars idling. The one in the garage that's left because I drove the Corvette, but her because we only own 4 V8 vehicles. And they're all running right now. They're just sitting idle. I did get every light in the house turned on. before I left, and I turned on the quieter appliances. The oven is heating for no reason at all. Dishwasher's running empty.
Oh, make sure you wash your clothes at the height peak time or whatever today.
Well, okay, I will do that. But right now, the washer and dryer are running with nothing in them.
Oh, okay, perfect.
This is how we celebrate Earth Day. So Adam knew that was coming.
So are you making us do any like community events or anything for Earth Day? Like make us go clean up a river? Because I've worked for companies before where they send out a PSA and they're like, we need you to either carpool or go clean up somewhere and then report back to us on exactly what you did so you can get little goodie points towards your social networking in our company.
Yeah, but the thing that's bad about that is technically what you're describing is illegal and against labor laws the way you're describing it. But even if they didn't phrase it that way, there's that shaming that goes into it or that judgment if you don't participate. And of course, I can't stand all of that forced activism on any side. It's
awful.
There's nothing at all wrong with a company saying, hey, I really support this cause. And there's this event that we're involved in. And if you'd like to join us, great. And if not, that's okay too. And then you follow through on the last part of it. No repercussions for somebody if they don't want to be part of, whether it's an Earth Day event, a pro-choice event, a pro drag queen story hour event. Fine, but it's when it becomes compulsory and forced on you. But there are by the way, you don't have to attend an event. Some ways to celebrate Earth Day, they say, just do something neat. Like take a walk.
Do something neat.
Like take a walk through nature. Something you don't do every day. So if
not a bad idea.
If you are of the mindset of, I don't spend enough time caring for Mother Earth, so I am going to take this one day to do it. All right, I'm trying to put a positive spin on this. Oh. Like you either care or you don't.
Right. Sure.
I mean that's the bottom line. There's the middle ground. You care enough. But not to the extent you're supposed to. Like I have this raging boner against people that litter. I can't stand them.
I don't get it. There's no reason for it.
That's my problem with it.
Reason for it at all.
But a lot of this other Earth Day stuff, it doesn't grab me. But if you're going to be positive, you can take a walk. You can do something they say as small as going to the grocery store and buying sustainable produce. Okay. You could go to a local park and do the cleanup that Kyle was describing. Okay. So those are all Earth Day little festivities.
So a couple things. The second one is way more lighthearted. Not that the first one is serious, but doesn't even make me mad. I just sit there, I guess, and turn sideways where I would say the majority of people care about nature and the earth, right? Like nobody wants to see it destroyed. We don't agree on what is the issue. You have people that are very, you must do this, you must do that. And others, maybe where more you and I fall, Rob, is that we might fall the same and maybe it comes from a different place. I'm like, there's a bigger power in charge here. There's like, we're nothing. There's nothing we can do. This has been going on forever. Not that we should go and litter and not that we should purposely pour oil in the ocean, right? There are things that maybe we shouldn't purposely go around doing. But anyway, so I always get this thing where like, well, just because we're not doing your cause doesn't mean we don't love nature and the earth. For heaven's sakes, ranchers and farmers love the earth. It's got to work for them. It's their place of work and they know... I won't get started, but I'm just going to say they are the original environmentalists. They know exactly how to keep that land in pristine condition so it can continue doing what it naturally and was designed to do since the beginning of time.
But unfortunately, they are the primary cause of all of the climate change, according to the activists,
because of the
cows and the methane. And this
all
is
lies.
Where this. Well, look,
for me,
my point is to your nicer yeah. point where you started. None of us can agree unless you're a psycho. Nobody's looking to destroy the earth.
Right. Yes.
But none of us can agree on what does or doesn't, and that's where you get into these dumbass arguments. It just ruin your day, whether it's a Monday or not.
I wonder where the environmentalists are at on everybody celebrating Earth Day, because you know how for stoners, everybody celebrates 420 as the day to smoke and imbibe and partaking. However, for stoners, it's like it's every day for us, you know? Like, we don't care if it's 420. I wonder if it's the same for the environmentalists. Oh, like, it's Earth Day. Like, every day for us is Earth Day.
Yes, the hardcore ones, every day it is.
And just like dispensaries on 420, environmentalists will capitalize on the idea of said holiday so that they can make some skrilla on the event of the day. Otherwise, if a true environmentalist wanted to make some change, they go out... and they break a $5 bill, or they go pick up trash on their walk.
the true capitalism of Earth Day is actually tomorrow, when the sanitation companies make all the money cleaning from all the garbage left behind all of the Earth Day celebrations today.
That is always so funny.
That's a good time. In fact, tomorrow morning, because we all drive to work at 3 a.m.-ish, if you have time, drive by a local park that held an Earth Day event today and look at how much litter there is everywhere overflowing. The irony of the people that get involved. Again, I'm not anti-Earth Day. I'm anti the idea of this forced environmentalism, forced love, forced participation, all these things.
So the emailer that you read about you celebrating Earth Day, Rob, he brought it up, not me, so it got me thinking. Here's an added plus positive for you. He mentioned your girth.
Yes.
Right? And so the bigger you get, the more damage you're doing to the environment. So that should make you happy that you added that.
I don't want to get ahead of myself because I actually have a segment later in the show dedicated to the Rob Fatness thing, but it really does look like it might be coming to an end already, folks.
You can't get ahead of yourself too much because you'll be winded when you get there. Okay.
Like, as I've been saying, enjoy it while you can.
We're trying.
So keep it up. A whole round of Fat Rob jokes coming up in about an hour.
But the thing that I'm still enjoying, and I hope isn't going to change, if your weight changed, that's wonderful and beautiful, and I expect that. Anyway, first of all, you're not even fat. Second of all, whatever you've gained, it's going to go away, and you're gonna even out, blah, blah, blah. But I hope what you remain and that you're still able to do is how much you're eating. Mm. It's so crazy because all the years I've known you, you've never cleared a plate of whatever it is you're eating. And now you're clearing a plate or two. You're licking bowls. I mean, this is all so new.
And I was raised on the Horace diet. That's my dad. He's still around, joins us every now and then on the show. And it's a very basic thing of eat what you want, when you want, and how much of it you feel like it. I was never that kid that was told you had to clear your plate or you can't leave the table. And I think a lot of those things led to my non-dietary issues, my non-body dysmorphia issues. But my doctor did say when I saw him shortly after a detox and sobering up, he said, look, it's very, because I had gained 5 pounds in 3 weeks.
Whoa.
And he said, which on a guy who's usually around 175 is noticeable, right? I went from 171 to 176.2 or something
I'll
like
say
that.
It's noticeable.
Thank you, Dawn.
I'm trying to get him in as much as we can.
And he said, this is all going to even out. Your body's going to adjust. Everything's going to come back to normal. Don't worry about it, but we'll talk next time. And I'll be seeing him this week. So I'll have an update for you on that later on this morning. So you got a couple hours to really enjoy it. And then maybe, when I get weighed in later this week, it was a fluke weekend.
It's going to be good news for you.
We'll see. By the way, speaking of the weekend, a lot of people were using Rad TV at members.radradio.com, binging on all of the stuff that we dropped on you, all of the behind-the-scenes tours of the building, the studios, the offices, and the first few episodes of Kyle's Corner.
Yeah.
Which is Kyle's new show, new series. So we'll be dropping more episodes. We dropped three this weekend. Kayleen wrote in.
Hi, Kayleen.
And said, I just finished watching the Kyle's Corner episodes. Sounds like she got through all three of them.
Finished them. Nice.
Says, I got to say I love Greg. That would be Kyle's dad. So much more now. It could be my daddy issues talking, but the knowledge and wisdom that this man shares and how comfortable I feel within myself after listening to him speak is something I haven't felt in a long time.
Oh, that's really cool. So sweet.
Is he on every episode?
Yeah, he's the co-host. Maybe one episode. We'll see if I can switch out the parents.
Oh my God, your mom!
Bailey wrote in and said, I am only 10 minutes in, and I am loving Kyle's Corner.
Aww.
Listening to you and your dad reminiscing, I can totally relate. All the shenanigans even us females would get into. Again, only 10 minutes in, and I am hooked.
Right on. Thank you. Glad you guys liked it.
The new series, Kyle's Corner, dropped 3 episodes so far, all the behind-the-scenes tours. And if I'm not mistaken, and Brando, I know we were emailing back and forth, but over the weekend, every single day this week, we're dropping new Rad TV items.
Damn near, yeah.
I think it's literal. Yeah. I think it's literal.
The
double check. Is it today? We're doing the before the show. What it looks like in the main studio before the show.
Yes.
That drops
yes.
today at 11 a.m.
That is correct.
So, it's both versions, right?
Two versions.
So there's the walk in? Does it matter which order they watch them in?
Well, it does matter because the first part is a time lapse of Rob getting into the studio and getting prepped, and everything is sped up because if you were to play, you're here for almost an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours some days, getting ready.
God, before the show?
Yeah, more like 2.5 to 2 hours. Whoa. Between 3:30 and 4, I'm here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I'm still sleeping. So, that's amazing.
Thank you.
So we speed that part up, and so you can just get an idea of what it looks like while Rob is prepping the show in a sped-up fashion. But then the second one, you get the full tour and walkthrough of each step and where your papers go and which pile means what, and your whole process of from walking in the door to getting on the air.
So that's all. That's both of those are today at 11 a.m. And everything else we've already mentioned will live forever on Rad TV. And then throughout the week, we have coming up a tour of the Prod Studio, whatever those cretins do in that room.
And they get there early, too.
We have Dawn's man-hating show premiering this week as well.
It's not a man-hating show.
It's called The Hen House, where women gaggle and gobble about the best ways to torture men.
No, that's
right. That's the theme. No,
okay. No, it's not the theme.
By hosting a podcast called The Hen House.
Another new episode of Kyle's Corner will be out this week. The Probcast will return as well, which is usually, back to the point of Kyle's Corner, it's usually my wife and I. The first few episodes will be. Every now and then we throw in somebody different. But all that, Rad TV is like nonstop, every day, new stuff at members.radradio.com. I'll work this one more in. It takes a little bit of a setup, but it came in. This actually came in on Friday morning, halfway through the show. We didn't have time to get to it. It's from Name Withheld Woman.
Hey, woman.
So we've talked off and on over the last, I don't know how long it's been a thing, but Wordle, right, got really huge for a while. And everybody was talking about it, and now it's just there's nothing to talk about. It's just it, but I double checked before I read the email. Usage hasn't really gone down. There's tens of millions of us who, at some point every day, get on the official. There's a bunch of other Wordle like apps. The official one is run by the New York Times. It's still free. I don't know how provincial people are about which one they use, but the official Wordle app. It's like Hangman meets Wheel of Fortune, basically. You get six guesses to figure out the day's word, and the day's word is always five letters. And it's a little hard to do on the radio without a visual, so that's what I'm trying to... So think Wheel of Fortune. You don't get a subject. You don't know it all.
Nope.
You have no idea what the word could be, and you only have six guesses. So what this letter writer is writing about is a lot of us who play Wordle, my wife and I still play every day, sometimes first thing in the morning. Sometimes it's the last thing we'll do before we go to bed or whatever. And then you send it to each other. You keep track of who's doing better. And you I won. I got it on my third guess. It's stupid. But if you, this is another thing I got from my dad. If you're into like little fun word games, jumbles, crossword puzzles, it's that kind of thing. So a lot of us have a word because you have no idea. You get your first thing is you have five open blocks of blanks of you got to just write in a five letter word. So my mindset is similar to Wheel of Fortune. There's only five vowels plus Y sometimes, right? Figure out the vowels that are in the word. So I always start with a word that has as many vowels as possible, and I have settled in on a word. Almost always I start with irate. I-R-A-T-E, right? Okay. Because you got an I, an A, and an E.
All right, so smart.
Right away, I know that. And then my backup word, depending on, like, was it this morning? Oh, I don't want to give away the answer of today. I don't think it was today. I think it was yesterday. I put in irate. None of those letters were in the word because it'll highlight.
Damn it.
It'll highlight. Like, once you put in irate, you'll get a green box for each one of those letters or an orange box. I don't want to be too confusing here.
Yeah, what's the orange box?
Orange box means that letter, like, let's say the I, is in the final answer, but not where you put it. It's not in the beginning.
Okay, it's been so long since I played. Okay. I played when this all first came out.
And a lot of people did. I think new people come in, and that's why the numbers are the same.
Then I lost interest because, you know, it gets hard.
Green letters means... they throw you some stupid words now and then. They do.
Like stupid hard or stupid easy?
No, both.
Yeah.
Both.
Okay.
But the green, if you put it like, if you get the green letter... That means not only is that word in the final answer, that's letter. Where it is.
Yeah.
So like an I at the beginning, if you get a green box, that means the final word begins with an I. So you know where it is. So I put in irate yesterday. None of the letters in the final answer. So I go to my second word in my mind, which is cloud, because you have an O and a U. So now all five vowels are out there.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can hopefully figure out based on where everything's placed. I don't know if that made sense. I apologize if it did.
Yeah, that's a great strategy.
I mean, it made sense because I've played.
Yeah, and and that's why for those of you that haven't, I'm hoping like Wheel of Fortune, you're thinking, well, if I could just guess.
No, I think that's a perfect example, but you're not given, as you said. That's the difference. You're given the squares, but you're not given any clues.
Right. No idea what you're talking about. So, again, I always start with irate. It's never been the word. So this emailer wrote in on Friday. I don't remember what Friday's word was. I could check the app and look, but whatever. Because you only play that day. You can't, like, go back and get caught up. You either play or you don't. She wrote in, and she's all excited, capitalized. Oh, it finally happened. 2 years I've been playing Wordle, and I use the same starting word, okay? Just like I use irate. She uses the same starting word.
Wait, it's been around for 2 years?
Oh, yeah,
I feel
least.
Like it just... No. And I then feel like
it really took off when 2 years ago when the New York Times bought it and they got the platform.
I just feel like I just found out about it, played it for a short time, and that's it. Like, it's been around a few months.
Yeah.
2 years?
Yeah.
What I'd have the to, holy hell?
I think peaked in 2022-ish.
Good grief.
I'd have to double check.
Really?
She says, I've thought about changing up my opening word and starting with something else, but I knew that one day my starting word would be the word, and it finally happened today on Friday when she wrote in.
Oh my gosh!
She says, I'm way too happy about this. I probably should dream bigger.
No, that's great.
There are better things to get excited about, but for today, this is like gold.
You've peaked, girl.
Exactly.
That's it.
No, you should. Exactly.
That's great.
You should enjoy the fact that... And now you do have to, well, you don't have to do anything, but now if it were me, I would change my starting word because you know that's never going to happen again.
You have a friend that runs a marathon, whoop-de-doodly-doo. So many more people start and finish marathons than what you just accomplished.
Right.
You always have that, really, to throw in most people's faces.
I've never had it happen.
Yep.
Christine wrote in, oh, this is a good one. She says, I use audio as my starter word. It has every vowel except E.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. A, U, I, and O all in there. I might steal that. Or she says I might do plain because you got an A and an I, but P, L, and N are popular.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I start with the word whore.
Yeah.
Oh. An O and an E. Okay.
Can you just put in whatever random amount of letters you want in this game, or does it have to be a word?
It has to be a word.
Oh, that's stupid.
And it can't be a proper name. It'll do that vibration thing. No, that's not a word. It's basically the middle finger sort of thing.
Is there a word? This might go against the law of language. Is there an actual word that just has vowels?
All vowels? I don't believe so.
Yeah, right.
But
you can't do that.
I would have.
I don't think it's allowed.
I mean, it's got to be five letters.
When they were coming up with the language, it's like, nope.
By the way, Wordle was released in October of 2021. January of 2022, it was 300,000 daily players. The following week, Wordle's number of weekend players exceeded 2 million. And that's right about where it is when I double-checked it the other day. It's about 2 million people.
Jeez.
So, yeah, mid-2022, I think, is when it really peaked.
God, that's crazy.
But it's held solid.
That just happened.
So there are only a few words with all vowels. Eon is listed, but I don't think that that's – N isn't a vowel, right?
Correct. So that makes no sense. Are these five letters?
No.
No five-letter all-vowel words.
I don't think so. But there's a I, so, you know. The present, the person, A, and we, O-U-I, for yes in French.
But, yeah, okay.
But there's no other longer words,
right,
really. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are words that have all five vowels in them, like eulogia.
Oh, that's helpful.
Meowed.
Yeah. Well, it would be helpful Swedia. For the Wordle game, right? Because you can put that in.
You can't put eulogia in because it has to be five letters.
Yes, that's right. Gosh darn it.
All right, we got to get to WinRomp's Change, which we are doing a mega bucket thanks to Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, who's taking us on another journey of odd facts, phrases. At least that's what it feels like after 10 guesses and 10 clues. Are we close at all to figuring it out? Aaron had a question. Says, Rob, do you pick/set the amount in the bucket and then Michelle creates her hints based on that? Or does Michelle create the amount just want to know? See, this is why we released all these behind-the-scenes things on Rad TV. There's so much of what goes on here that you wonder, how does that operate? great question. I give her a range. Like I might say, all right, look, you got between $1,000 and $1,500. You got between $3,000 and $3,500. That's how the first one where she ultimately wound up using the barcode scan number on a king-size Kit Kat bar. because she was struggling. She knew the number had to be within, I don't know, $3,500 or, you know, $3,500. She went to get a snack, and she saw the barcode scan number and said, oh, that's the amount, like, whatever it was. I forget, you know, $34.99. I don't know.
The winner remembers.
Oh, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. So that's how it starts. So we have had, as I said, 10 guesses and 10 clues. Have you figured anything out? Have you put them to a number? If you know the answer and you give it to us, you will win that amount of money. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to win. Rob the Chain.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.